the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
What's popping? What's cracking? What's shaking? It's Mosh Gelton. You're going to have to excuse my voice tonight. I lost it in a crazy week. I wasn't yelling at anybody, but we were singing, let's just say, me and my brother were singing very loudly for 6 hours straight this morning, and I don't have a voice, but that doesn't matter. We're going to push on. It's Tuesday night. It is 11 p.m. That means you guys are tuned in to the Mosh Gelton Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to be getting down tonight, all the way down, all the way live. I'm not here by myself, though. I got my co-host with me.
Ian Buck.
Me and Ian Buck are going to get down tonight. Buckshot Bang, of course.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun night, man. I got some jams I got to play.
Mm-hmm.
Some bangers, bro. We're going to play bangers. And a lot of the times everyone's like, Mosh plays 90s and early 2000s alternative rock. And that's what I play. That's correct. They're not wrong about that.
It's a great selection of music, man. That's when, like, majority of the bangers came out. You know, when you go into a club or a bar and you're sitting down and that's what you hear. Is that era of music, I tell you.
It's the only music that's even good except for this.
Come on down, come on down, come on down, it's cool.
Yeah, it's Rob McManus. Shout out to Rob McManus for giving me the best song I've ever heard in my life. Buck, what's popping with you? You good, man?
Man, I am doing great. You know what I'm saying? Just been chilling.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I've been working on my new job. I'm loving it. And with that...
You work at McDonald's?
No, man. I work in bigger things. But I, fortunately enough, you know, I will say this. My last job, I was getting paid $13 an hour, and I got a new job where I'm getting paid $15 an hour.
So. That's way better, bro.
Let's go. American economy.
I'm telling you, bro. You see what happens, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. Yeah, we just had an election where we don't talk about political stuff on here. We're not going to talk about political stuff, but we just had an election. It was a very intense election.
Yeah.
A lot of people may say divisive, but it's over now. So we can all relax and go back home and chill and love one another again.
Yeah, we're done with the dubious dichotomy.
The dubious dichotomy is done. We're all going to be cool with each other. It's all good. It's all love. Let's stop it. Political stuff is trash. I have to say this obligatorily, whatever the word is, because I'd be talking about politics left and right now if I was allowed to right now on this channel. I'd be like, here's the politics that I believe in, but I can't do it because this is a 501c3. I mean, we're not allowed to talk about politics.
Yeah.
But I can say that I'm happy that the election is over and everybody can relax. And one thing, it's almost like a New Year's resolution after the election. Now, I said I was taking a break 3 weeks ago because I needed to, once a year I take a break and kind of detox from any toxins that I'm doing and get my weight back up. I tend to work hard throughout the year and then lose the weight that I gain. I got to keep it. But I'm on this weight gainer thing and I just started working out again, hitting the gym.
Yeah.
And, it's like I was talking to you about. We were talking about it a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
And the way I do it is I've done it 100 times. You go on Facebook and look at pictures from literally 20 months ago is when I was jacked. It's like 189 was the highest I was, and I just eat 3,500 calories a day.
Yeah,
and I make sure I get. I don't even really count the protein. If I had 50 grams of protein that day, I'm all right. As long as I get the calories and I'm working out. And then I work out and that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't work out. A lot of people go in there and they spend 2 hours in the gym pumping. Then they take a little break and then they pump it. I go in the gym for 30 to 45 minutes tops, usually 30 minutes, and do all my sets of everything quick, nonstop, bang, bang, no break, go to the next one.
Like circuit training.
Circuit training. I'm not familiar with circuit training.
So I was explained this from my dad, who served 10 years in the Marines, where they would do circuit training often, but it would be on a huge course, miles long. So you would run a mile or two, go to a station, and you would do a couple exercises, whether that be push-ups, pull-ups, whatever it is. And then you'd run a couple more miles and do the same thing, do sit-ups, chest-ups, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Non-stop.
Non-stop. That's circuit training, where you're constantly moving from one exercise to the next.
Yeah, it's better for me. It makes sense. You get more oxygen to the muscles when you keep your heart rate up. So why you would rest means there's some arguments for it, but doesn't make any sense. It makes a longer workout. If I pump myself up, I get my heart going, it pumps the blood, the oxygen through my blood, through my muscles, and then I sit back down and I lose that pump of that heart, I'm wasting time and I got to redo it. So,
well, there are different modalities of training, but the ones that require long periods of rest between sets, I don't think the majority of our viewers are in, such as strongmen, right? People that lift hundreds of pounds for few repetitions, right, per set. They need minutes of rest per set. That way they can recuperate all those fluids, get all that lactic acid out of the muscles, and then get fully refreshed.
Brian Shaw doesn't work out nonstop like I'm talking about, for sure.
Right.
These big guys, their leg bumping 200 for 500, 1,000 pounds. I don't even know what the leg press is now that the maximum is, but
they keep pushing it, dude. I saw somebody do over 1,000 pounds on the leg press machine.
That's what I was saying. I thought I heard of 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, and Larry Wheels, I know he actually downsized a lot recently for longevity and health reasons. Kudos to him.
Before, who the hell is that?
You don't know Larry Wheels?
Larry okay. Wheels? Is he some sort of handicap superhero?
He looks like a superhero. He is a very jacked African-American with glasses.
You said that like I was supposed to know exactly who he was and what he stood for.
Well, if you do look him up, and any of our listeners look up Larry Wheels, he is amazing. At one point in time, he was pushing for a 1,000-pound deadlift and got, I believe, a 945-pound deadlift.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a joke where, but I didn't want to offend the obese community. Is there a community of obese one person that's obese is a community, I guess.
Right? I guess. One person, three people is a crowd, so.
Three people is a crowd, and sometimes so is one.
Hey.
So I'm going to, like, my weight right now, like I said, at the beginning it was 145. I was all the way down to 145, and that's when I said, oh, that's very low, bro. I could fight in the UFC and win at this weight. I can't do that. And then I said, all right, boom. And so now I'm 159 today, and I bet you by the end of the year I'll be 180.
I believe it, especially if you focus on that goal. You can do it. It's amazing what people can do when they put their mind to it. For example, David Goggins. Have you heard of that gentleman?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm throwing out a lot of names. Well, two in particular.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, that guy joined the Navy SEALs. Before then, he was extremely obese. He made it his goal in life. I can't remember at what age, but it was well past his upbringing. He decided to join the Navy SEALs. He subsequently trained and lost hundreds of pounds, and now he is known as one of the most ripped people to serve in the military, and he continues to train and try by, you know, athlons and whatnot.
You think he could whoop me?
Yeah.
I don't think he could whoop me.
David Goggins, I think there's few people that could beat David Goggins.
You don't think John Jones could beat David Goggins in a fight?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we're in a whole other world. John Jones can't beat. There's a human on the earth, John Jones, the best fighter of all time, that's the biggest heavyweight ever.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of how they would win, right? It wouldn't be a legal fight if they would fight. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be like, oh, UFC octagon, put on some gloves. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they're not gonna grab guns and go to war with each other.
Well, even if it was hand-to-hand combat, I believe the superior training would be related to our military.
Superior training is John Jones, who's traded every singular hand-to-hand combat. I think you're smoking crack, and I think the crack you're smoking has been smoking crack before you even got to the crack. But speaking of timeless rock.
Ooh.
Crack, timeless rock.
Ba-dum-psh.
Far Out magazine names 90s grunge song the saddest song of all time.
The saddest?
Yeah, that's what Far Out magazine said. They said this 90s grunge song by Kurt Cobain is the saddest song of all time.
Okay. Yeah. Let's check it out, man. I believe it. Kurt Cobain.
This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the saddest song of all time by Nirvana's. It's called Something in the Way. Underneath the bridge, the tarp has sprung a leak, and all the animals that I've trapped have all become my pets, and I'm living off the grass, the drippings from the ceiling. It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feeling. It's a very peculiar song. That's the saddest song ever. Can you think of a sadder song?
I think there are a lot of songs with sadder lyrics, just the emotion conveyed with those lyrics.
Yeah. It's got the sad vibe.
Something in the way. Yeah.
Very well done by Nirvana.
Wow.
In contrast to that, I don't know if it's the saddest. I can't think of one that's much sadder than that. I don't know, maybe a Rooster by Alice in Chains.
Ooh.
tuned in to Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show. know this song?
No, this is amazing.
You don't know this song?
I know the band, not this song.
Ian Buck, 21 years old. You know I'm Mosh Gelton and I'm 38 years old. You're listening to the Mosh Gelton Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're playing a couple of jams for you guys that are pertinent to life. That's a banger, man. You know what's funny? I want to see. That was Alice in Chains, The Rooster.
Yeah.
Let's read a couple of the top comments from YouTube.
Ooh.
Okay, here's the first one. I'm just reading the comments from YouTube. This is not me saying this. At Oliver Clytus 7559 says, as a black man who has grown listening to hip-hop, my buddy from college was playing this song and I was hooked for life. It don't matter what color skin you have. Music is music, and if you can open your mind to new things, you'll find a whole new world. This is my music. This is my music collection forever. Alice in Chains, the MF Truth.
Okay. Yeah.
I like it.
I do. Yeah.
At Knuckles Cage says, Alice in Chains was my dad's favorite band. He passed away a week ago. This one's for you, Dad. That's a little personal, man. You know, you don't got to make us all feel bad. We're just trying to listen to a good song. At Jacob Mayfield with two likes. Mm-hmm. Says, who's still here in 2024? And apparently, we're still here in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
So, doesn't look like there's much controversy. This person says, 76 years since D-Day. Here's to the roosters that fought on the beaches and the fields.
That's, I don't think that is what the song meant, but yeah, brother.
What's a rooster?
Well, don't you know about the rooster in World War II that fought alongside the Marines?
Nah.
No. Oh, well. Yeah, there was one.
Let's hear how concise you can tell me about it.
Well, actually it was a duck, my bad. It fought against a rooster. And on the invasion of multiple islands in the Pacific campaign of World War II, there was a duck that was famous for fighting alongside the Marines, as well as loved being an alcoholic and consuming a lot of beer.
It was an animal, a duck.
It was
animal.
A duck, yeah.
And it fought. How did it fight alongside the military if ducks have very limited fighting skills?
Well, I believe because of its resilient nature, anything that the opposing force threw at it just rolled right off its back.
Yeah, I don't see how ducks are helping, but I guess there's a story in there that we'll have to get to one day.
Well, you know, I'm glad he was an alcoholic. You know, at least he wasn't on quack.
He wasn't quacked out, bro. That was a quack joke with a duck. I get it, bro.
There you go.
Saving Private Ryan was very. That was the. That's about D-Day. You've seen that one, right?
Yeah.
That movie is a banger, bro.
That is a very amazing movie.
They did so many fire shots where it was like one take, and you could tell they did it all in one take, and you're like, this is realistic. I'm in the middle of World War II, but I'm too scared to take a bullet, and I can't go back in time. So they gave me everything I wanted. I really loved Saving Private Ryan. Black Hawk Down was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then
Heartbreak Ridge. Have you seen that one?
I don't think I have.
That one was a great movie as well. It was about a real life story that they adapted into a film where this soldier who was assigned as an army medic refused to go into combat with a weapon. They were going to dishonorably discharge him until they overturned it. And he successfully was able to go into combat without a weapon.
Why would he want to go into combat without a weapon, like a bit?
Well, because of his religious beliefs. He didn't believe that he was meant to carry a weapon into battle to take other people's lives. And that's why he joined the army as a medic.
Well, what about a defensive weapon?
Well, he didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't do that. Oh, no.
He let other people shoot at him.
Adam Sandler.
It's a great movie. But yeah, no, in reality, he didn't carry a weapon into battle, and he saved dozens of people's lives.
You hear all these, there's a bunch of stories on TikTok where it's like one guy.
Yeah.
He fell out of a plane into the Pacific Ocean and swam for 319 days and then was on an island and he made a cabin. And then he was fighting all the people that came to the island and he killed them single-handedly until he made a gun out of straw. And he started shooting people with his straw gun until he made a flare out of foreskin. And he shot the flare up in the air and nobody could see it at first. So he jumped up and grabbed the friendly plane, took him home. There's a lot of stories just like that.
Yeah, and it's based off of real technology, like the Skyhook.
It's based off of real technology.
It's true. It's true. You heard of the Skyhook?
Skyhook. That's what the Skyhook is. What Patrick Ewing used to do when he was shooting in Down in the Key, bro. What do you mean?
Nah, it's a different Skyhook, man. It isn't as fallacious, you know.
Skyhook sounds like you're trying to catch a bass midair.
Nah, man, it actually looks hilarious. So basically, it's a system of extracting military combatants effectively out of a combat zone, and you link like six soldiers up to a tether that's hanging down from a helicopter, and then they just take off. So it's like a bundle of grapes hanging below a helo, flying out of the AO.
This is some you're a tactical dude with this, bro. I feel like you're ready to insurrect something, bro.
No, don't insurrect
anything, bro. Keep your horned hats at home.
They're in the closet. Don't worry.
They are in the closet, amongst other things. All right, listen. There's a song you probably haven't heard, but I'm just gonna read you the first lyrics of it, and then we'll play it.
All right.
By the way, you're listening to the Mosh Shelton Show every Tuesday night, right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, 11 p.m. And you can also check us out Monday night live from 8 to 10 p.m. on RadioSt.Pete.com. And that's been the number one show around. So you guys know that we're the best because we do what you want. Ain't nobody else talking about talk shows on mute by Incubus but us. Anyways, and we could say a lot more crazier stuff on Monday, so you want to check that out. But here's the beginning lyrics of this. You've heard of Incubus, right?
No.
Excuse me. All right. Ian Buck is 21 years old. I'm 38 years old. I asked him, I said, have you heard of Incubus? He said, no.
Yeah, no. Is that a band?
It's a band. The first lyrics are, take a bow, pack on powder, wash them out with buzzing lights, pay an audience to care, impress me personality. Still and transfixed, the electric sheep are dreaming of your face. Enjoy you from the chemical comfort of America. Now, them lyrics are going to sound crazy when you hear the track, bro. This is a banger. This is Talk Shows on Mute, Incubus.
Come on, come all into 1984. Yeah,
foundation. Incubus, that's Can Talk Shows on Mute. That was one of their first big bangers, but the surprise that you haven't heard, how'd you feel about that song?
I thought at first when you're saying the lyrics that it was a little bit odd, but after you got the song rolling, I was like, man, this is amazing, you know, get me in the groove, very relaxing. I love it.
He's got that voice where he's screaming, bro. He's got that Kurt Cobain stuff, but it's a little more high pitched.
Yeah.
Surprised you haven't heard of the band. This is like their first one that popped them off. I'll just play a little bit of this. This is Drive by Incubus. Familiar to you?
A little bit, yeah.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear.
It's a banger.
And I can't help but ask myself how much I let the fear take the wheel and steer.
That's fire, dog.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Dude, that's amazing.
It's been a minute since I really listened to Incubus. I need to check out that that entire album was a banger. That was like when Linkin Park's album was a banger.
Mm.
All of those bangers. I'm going to put you on all of these.
You need to, man. I need to be put on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put you on all these things. I need to be put on to a damn iPhone store, man.
Yeah, get one of those new phones with the good cameras.
Yeah, because I'm starting to, and I don't know, I'm going to ask you what your logical, I'm 38, you're 21, I should know this before you, but I need iPhones to do the videography for my show, specifically iPhones because I have an iMac and it makes everything easier. And I put down, or I had somebody bring me one over that was $260. And it was supposed to be an iPhone 11,
mm-hmm.
And the camera was chipped. It was not chipped. It was like scratched the lens. I turned it on. It looked like a Nokia phone. I'm like, bro, I can't even do this. The first phone, one of my family members brought me over a phone, and then we tried to turn it on, and it said, this is the property of AT&T.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me in it.
It's just paperweight.
So I'm like, bro, I can't even get into these phones. I'm scared I'm going to buy one and then they're going to like shut me down. If it's unlocked, can they shut me down after that?
No, they can't. The thing is if you buy an Apple phone, right, directly from Apple, unfortunately they don't carry the older generation, so you're probably going to have to spend some cheddar. But
what about if you buy it from Verizon?
Well, you can buy it from them unlocked, although if you buy it through a provider, they're probably going to put some stipulation on it to where if you don't fully pay off the plan, they're going to lock the phone as you experienced with the first iPhone.
The first iPhone, oh, it was just locked because somebody didn't pay it.
Because they didn't pay it, or if it was paid off, they need to contact the provider for them to release it. Now, if you buy an iPhone directly from Apple and it's completely unlocked, then you can choose what provider to bring it to. So then if you stop having, if you choose to change plans or whatnot, then the phone isn't getting paid off through the provider. It's your property.
Is there an Apple store around here?
I believe so. If not, I know the one I've been to last was like the International Mall. So that's quite a ways, but.
I know, man. I feel like Verizon would, if I bought it from my carrier, then I don't think I'd be in a big, I think I'd be all right.
I think it'd be fine. If you trade it in, it would give you a better price. And
I wouldn't trade in because I run the show through this. So I'd just have to straight up buy an expensive ass phone from Verizon.
Yeah.
And because I got all the lighting, I got everything set. Got to put some more stuff on these walls. But once I get a new nice phone where I can sit here and spend the time and figure out what angles and boom, boom. I really need two phones, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'll do it with one phone, and we're going to go viral. Or virality.
Dude. All viral.
Dude. You remind me of one of those dudes in those black and white films where the guy was like, he's not on the screen, but he says, I took him to the bar. And I saw him, and when I did, I had some words for him. And then he goes up and says, hey, what are you doing, pal? And then the guy's like, dude.
Oh, like an internal monologue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the internal monologue. I saw him. Gave me a look. I thought nothing but red.
Hold on, let me see if I can get the music.
Let's get it, man.
Hold up. It says this is it. I doubt this is going to be it. Oh, I'm not playing no damn 15-second commercials. That's what they try to do. Knowing I am playing it, I'm just going to talk over it, pretend like I got something to say.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they didn't do me all 15.
Now, this man looked at me side-eyed. Fine. I had to show him my time.
What are you doing over here, sir?
I tell him, I don't know, just looking for a drink. But then, suspiciously, he reaches in his pocket, precariously pulling out the pistol.
Yeah, you knew I was going to have this on you, didn't you, sir?
Now you see, sir, I knew this was coming, but you didn't know that I didn't know what you didn't know. And I proceed to stab him.
It was at this moment that I knew he was going to proceed to stab me. And so he proceeded to stab me multiple times. Once in the stomach, twice in the stomach, then three times in the stomach. All the stab shots came in the stomach. There was no shots, but they felt like shots because they were stabbed right to the abdomen. I looked at him and said,
don't worry, bud. This round's on me.
This round's on me, bro. You killed it at the ending. Hold up. You think I'm going to turn off this thing? I'm never going to let this go. That film noir, bro.
That's amazing.
I can't wait to do it again, bro. I'm gonna kill that one time, bro.
Dude, we got to get it going. Have like a whole verbal bar fight, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to do it in Humphrey Bogart. Hold on. Let's try it one more time. I'll start it off.
All right.
Hold on. Let's see if there's one that's slightly different, bro. Boom. Film noir music. Don't even mess with me. Nah, man. We had the good stuff, Buck. We had the good stuff. Ran away from the good stuff.
Man.
Let's see if this is the good stuff. Come on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, nothing was better than the last thing we had, bro.
That the first one was pretty good. It was like
the best.
So smooth and even.
This is it. All right. So I saw him sitting over at the table. And I thought, I knew he was going to take my girl, but I wasn't going to let him take my girl. So I walked up to him and I had a few words of encouragement. Hey, buddy, what are you doing over there sitting next to my girl?
Now, thinking of myself as this fellow walks up to me, assertive, I reply saying, I don't know whose girl this is, but she came over to me, so she must be mine.
Yeah, he wanted to play it off like he didn't know whose girl it was, but I knew he knew which girl it was. I told him beforehand. It's my buddy. I called him. I said, that's my girl. She's going to be with me. I don't know why he was playing games, but I had to get to the bottom of this. Hey, sir. You know that's my girl. I told you beforehand. What the hell?
Man, I look at this Humphrey Davy-looking sucker, and I tell him, man, if the dime is worth the time, then you know that it's fine. So turn your behind before I change your mind.
See, I didn't know he was going to go the cultural appropriation route. So then I said, you know what? I'll turn into Humphrey Bogart. Really show him. Yeah, she, you knew it was my girl, and now I'm going to have to plug you, she. I got a couple, I think a 9 million, another 9 million. We'll plug you with both of them, she. Don't mess with me, she.
But he didn't know that I had my buddy behind me to back me up. Now I tell you, walk your sunny side up to the street, buddy.
I don't know what kind of language this guy was speaking, but he was definitely scary. I had to do one thing, and there was only one thing I could do. All right, guys, you got this for now. You got my girl. I'll watch you in the corner from her dark room. You guys can tie me up. I'll watch you guys do whatever you guys want. And I apologize. I'm out of here.
Sugar plum, baby, sugar plum.
No, I gotta practice my film noir, bro. That was banging.
That was great.
Kind of. Have you seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No,
bro. You haven't seen nothing, bro. You gotta see it all. Here's a song that I know that you're not gonna know. Have you ever heard of System of a Down?
Yeah, I've heard of that band.
All right. Well, here's a selection from them called Forest.
Ooh.
Tell me if you like this.
Child. Yeah.
That is crazy, bro. I forgot how crazy that song was, bro.
They go hard. System of a Down.
That's called Forest, bro. Oh, man. Dude, that he's singing. He's the best, bro. Surge is the best. I forgot how fire that song was.
Yeah.
You probably never heard that one. It wasn't a radio song.
Yeah, that one's going on my playlist for sure. I love that band, though.
What songs can you name any?
The two that come up to the top of my head is Toxicity and Chop Suey.
Those are the two. They're the two most successful songs. Very good songs, too.
Great songs.
That's why, even if that's it, they're better. Those two songs are really good. The whole damn album of Toxicity. What I just played you was a song off Toxicity.
Okay.
And we're going to do one more System of a Down song. But since you know a little bit of the newer stuff, I'm going to give you one off of their first album. This is called Spiders. Have you ever heard of Spiders?
No, I have not.
All right, so this is System of a Down, Spiders, off the first album. This was wild. Better than I remember them.
How do you remember them?
I remember them well. I remember them good. But when I hear them again, I just want to make... That's literally why my voice is gone right now. Because earlier in the day, one of my family members called me. And then we were just... him and his girl and me on the other side of Facebook, and we were just singing 90s alternative and early 2000s alt rock at the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face. Man, I'm screaming. I can't even pretend to show you how I did it because I've got no voice.
Well, hopefully we can find it for you later.
You're going to find my voice for me. I think it's gone forever, bro. Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. You guys got to check us out every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. to midnight. Mm. It's, it's 2024 right now.
Yeah.
2025, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff.
Dude.
So we're going to... we're going to bang some stuff out. Maybe somebody on our team may have their own, another show on Sunshine.
Who knows?
May do some expansion. We may do some videography, but, it's really late. You guys got to check us out. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you that my name is Mosh Jelton, MOSH space JELTON. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you can. Don't do it. I wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't listen to me to do anything, but I couldn't call you to action because I don't call action.
No, we don't do that.
We don't do nothing like that. Nothing of the sort. And they better get this damn iPhone. So this next iPhone's 420 for apparently a 13. And I think it's a 13.
Yeah.
And if the damn camera don't work, then I'm done trying to get it on the street. I'm still stuck on that damn camera thing.
Man, you got to get a good camera. And even if it isn't an iPhone, we'll figure out a way to get it on the PC.
Everybody get up. It's time to jam now. Yeah, the Mosh Jelton Show pimps it down. Don't forget, 8 to 10 p.m. live. This Monday is going to be real, real tight. So you guys are going to want to check it out. That's at RadioSaintPete.com. And before we let you go, there's a special song that we love that we want you guys to hear. And this is called, this is by a local guy. His name is Rob McManus. This is where local music lives.
Yeah.
Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete is where local music lives, where we do shows with no voice because we have no choice. It must go on. But you want to hear local music? This is top tier, high quality local music. This is Rob McManus. His song is called Come On Down.
Come on down. Come on down.
This is fire, dude.
Dude.
I don't care. Hold up, bro. This song is fire.
It is.
I don't know why he's not signed. I got to get a hold of Rob. It's got 98 views, and they're all us.
Dude, what's going on? This guy needs more traction. He needs more attention. He is a star in the making, you know, a diamond in the rough.
I can make this song a hit.
We need to.
I gotta call him back. Anyways, you guys are gonna listen to it again. It's that damn good.
Come on down, come on down, come on down, it's cool. Come on down, come on down, come on down, it's cool. I could still remember. Get a girl like you, sweet.
Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM. We love it. I'm going to play it every show from now on. Ian Buck, how'd you feel?
Dude, I felt spectacular this show. This was a great show.
You felt spectacky?
Oh, spectacky, but not acky, you know what I'm saying?
I like it, man. I had a good time, bro. It's always a good time getting down. Sunshine, 96.7 FM. Don't forget, Monday nights, the Mosh Gelatin Show pops off. Live, 8 p.m., full. We had six people in studio last time. It's Sunshine, 96.7 FM. You can check it out at RadioSaintPete.com. We're live from 8 to 10 p.m. Monday nights. Also, don't forget to check us out every Tuesday night right here at the FM side on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I am your host, Mosh Gelatin. I'm in studio today with Ian Buck. We had a blast. We had that ass. And don't forget, Sunshine 96.7 FM is where local music lives.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.